I've got Tammy Brandt on the line. Tammy, you better be driving safe here as you make your way.
I am hands-free, no worries.
Good, good. I figure so. I mean, in 2026, most vehicles that can even accommodate a phone do it in that Bluetooth way. Tammy, how's it going? It's been a while. Really glad to have you back on the morning show.
It is going absolutely wonderful, Gray. We have had adventure upon adventure. Bob and I took a trip, and then we were, and my hubby here just 3 weeks ago had open heart surgery. So we are, like I said, adventure upon adventure.
My
but
goodness.
In the meantime, that has all gone fantastic. But we've also got a whole bunch of house moms trained, and we are still looking for two more. We need 16 more hours of coverage, and we will be able to take on residents. So we are still hiring and looking for some ladies to come forward that have a heart for the Lord and that. But we are tentatively we're shooting for a date here at the end of August and hoping that will all fall into place. We are excited.
Tammy, in a nutshell, what kind of skills and what kind of people are you looking for that coverage you still need?
Oh, you betcha. Well, first and foremost, they need a lady that would like to apply for a house mom has to have that heart for ladies that are in crisis and care about, sharing the Lord with them, being able to have that, Christian love and care in their hearts to be able to just minister to the women that we're hoping to be able to serve. So that's number one. And then two, like I said, a care for the ministry with regard to knowing that we can make some changes in some ladies' lives and perhaps in some children's lives. And, of course, we're not a high-paying outfit. We're paying between 12 and 14 an hour, depending on experience. But what I am looking for right now is all day shift kind of stuff, not night shift. Believe it or not, we have three wonderful ladies who have taken on night shift, and we are just blessed by that. So that's wonderful.
Wow. All right. Well, that is incredible to hear. And I'm glad to hear that we're ever closer, but still something to do. And Tammy, if somebody feels like that you're talking about them, if that description, if they feel like they fit the bill, what's the best way for them to get in contact or put it in an application or whatever the case may be?
Oh, you bet. Well, they can apply. They can contact me by email, nwlivinghope@yahoo.com, or they can call the phone number, 715-339-2130, and I can get out applications to them and job descriptions and those types of things right away as far as that purpose.
Oh, Tammy, do we... Oh, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. The other, obviously, our big news coming up is the fact that we also have our ladies' royalty is going to be on September 24th, so I don't want to forget to talk about that. It's time for people who are interested in attending that, the ladies. It's $25 a person. If a person wants to sponsor a table, they can do that for $200. And if they would like to decorate and place at their own table, it's $175 for a table. So a table of eight. But, yes, it's a wonderful dress-up affair that night if they would like to and be a daughter of the king and come and enjoy silent auction. We're going to have a guest speaker, Laura Brown, from down in southern Wisconsin, and she's going to be coming.
Oh, I think we might be going through a rough spot again as you venture down there.
Laura is coming. Yes, and we have a wonderful meal going to be prepared and all of those different things, and so we're excited. That's going to be at the Armory or the Phillips Municipal Center, depending on how old you are like me, that I still call it the Armory, and that will be on Thursday. And we expect to have things get started, and that's going to just be a wonderful event that we're pretty excited about, so I encourage people for the ladies to consider coming out. And, of course, we're going to have a lot of gentlemen that step up, and they're going to be all suited up in their white shirts and black bow ties and help escort ladies to the tables and all those types of things and spoil us a bit. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like a fantastic time, Tammy. We did lose a couple pieces of that, but I can fill in for you here that that's Thursday, September 24th. That Royal Tea that you can find on Facebook, by the way, Northwoods Living Hope is what you can search on Facebook. You'll find a nice, active, and frequently updated Facebook page, which in 2026 makes all the difference. But you guys will still answer the phone that old school way, right, Tammy? You got 339-203 or 2130.
Yep, and then they can even individuals could register. You don't have to necessarily be part of a big table, you know what I mean, unless you're coming with a friend. But individuals could sign up, and you can also just mail a check to Post Office Box 207 for the $25 for the cost of the meal. So,
all right.
And that's Philip.
Glad to hear that. And people can also check out northwoodslivinghope.org for another online direct connect to you guys. Tammy, as you're in and out a little bit here, do you have anything else to touch on before we wrap up today?
Only the fact that I just asked people to really be in prayer for us, because we're getting terribly excited about the fact that we've got programming classes that we're getting lined up and everything. And we're just, the five gals that we've already hired for House Moms, just fantastic women. Just be in prayer for them as they're willing to tackle on this mission. And then, of course, to be in prayer about that where we can get the remaining staff so that we can get started here. We've been so anxious to start, and we're being very patient with God's timing instead of what would be my timing, which is now. So definitely we ask for people's prayers on that without a doubt, and thank them. Thank you, everybody, for the support. We have just had wonderful volunteers and everything.
Absolutely. And on a personal note, Tammy, I'll take the liberty of throwing your name in the ring there. You and your husband, of course, after that surgery, as you guys drive down to continue tying up loose ends there. I hope people keep you in their thoughts and prayers, too, as you guys mean so much to the organization. And Tammy, thank you so much for being back on. I look forward to talking to you again soon with more updates from Northwoods Living Hope here on 98Q.